Mission Network News, 2-minute version for Sunday, September 4th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention is coordinating massive relief efforts in the wake of Hurricane Katrina's devastation of the Gulf Coast region. More than 24 disaster relief units are ministering to those who've been displaced, helping with the cleanup and serving more than 300,000 meals each day. SBC churches are helping those who are seeking refuge, providing food and medical assistance and lay counseling, all in order to display the love of Christ to those in need. Next, with tensions between the U.S. and Venezuela running high, the future of outside missionary work is potentially in question. Evangelicube International is continuing with her plan to train nationals to do the work. Evangelicube's Nathan Sheets says a training team was in Venezuela early last month.
Over that 1-week period that we were there, about 400 Venezuelans were trained with Evangelicubes and went out and shared the gospel. And just actually during the training seminar, we saw about 400 or 500 people accept Christ. But over the course of that week, we saw over 2,000 people come to faith in Christ and saw about 15 new churches established.
And a Young Life Outreach is providing opportunities for growth, hope, and adventure to kids with disabilities. Young Life's Nick Palermo says their Capernaum Project is a crucial need in the lives of these special kids.
Right in line with what Young Life is doing, we're letting kids know about who Christ is and giving the opportunity for a relationship with Him and building friendships with Him. But with kids with disabilities, it's really, really magnified because they are so isolated. So they're very, very much like a hidden group of people.
Lives are being changed for eternity, not only in the U.S., Palermo says, but also in 50 cities in 4 countries around the world. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It tells the amazing true story of the 5 American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.